January is Radon Action Month. Now, radon is a naturally occurring gas that can quietly enter our homes and put our health at risk. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of our Wednesdays during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Angela Parsons, and Angela is an environmental educator in the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health. Angela, good morning, and welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Let's start here, because I think we've all heard the term radon and understand that it is a gas, but what exactly is radon?
Well, what it is, it's a naturally occurring radioactive gas that forms in the soil beneath homes and other buildings, and it forms from the natural breakdown of uranium in the soil.
Uranium, that's not something we typically think we would find underneath our homes and in the soil that we walk across.
Right, but it is there. It's found in numerous types of soil and rocks, and it's virtually ubiquitous. It's everywhere.
And radon gas, after the breakdown, is really around us all the time, but it's when it becomes trapped in a house or in a closed, confined space that it becomes a threat, correct?
Right, that's correct. And there is a naturally occurring background radiation all around us. It's typically, as you indicated, at low enough levels that it's not really considered a harm. But it can build up inside homes when it creeps through the foundation, through cracks in the foundation, openings around sump pumps, service pipes, etc., even penetrating through the concrete foundation. And then when it builds up inside the home, because it's trapped, and as we're building homes, more and more energy efficient, which is a good thing, it doesn't give that radon a place to go.
And if I'm not mistaken, radon has been officially categorized as a Class A carcinogen. What does that classification mean?
Well, that means that it's been shown to contribute to cancer. And so it's in the same classification as tobacco smoke, benzene, toluene, other very harmful things that we know are harmful and cause harm to us.
Well, you mentioned that radon gas, if it so desires, will enter your home, and there's not much you're going to do to stop it initially. Where in our homes are we most likely to discover the higher levels?
Well, since it comes in from the ground beneath our home, the highest levels are typically encountered in the basement or on the main floor of the home. That's having said that, though, we do find radon in other floors of the home. If a home does not have a basement, that home could still have radon. We've even found radon in mobile homes that generally aren't even necessarily in contact with the ground.
Right.
So it can be in there. And I always use the analogy, if a skunk sprays in your basement, you're going to smell it on the first and second floor of the home. It's not going to be as concentrated, but it's still going to be there.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and today we're talking with Angela Parsons. She is an environmental educator in the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health. And since it is Radon Action Month, we are talking radon gas. Now, if this gas goes undetected in our homes, you talked about cancer. Are there other health risks for particularly the younger and the elderly in our homes?
Well, with radon, what they found is that the primary risk from it is lung cancer. And, of course, lung cancer is something that is developed over a lifetime, generally. And that's what the EPA bases their risk estimates
on. So you could just start
on
with smaller respiratory ailment, though, correct?
It hasn't been associated with other illnesses like asthma, trouble breathing, any headaches, anything like that, body aches, anything like that. It hasn't necessarily been associated with that. So the primary concern is from the development of lung
cancer.
It's
stealthy, isn't it?
Yes. And that's the thing, is that lung cancer, it's difficult to determine what precisely the cause was of that. Sometimes it, you know, obviously we all know smoking is the number one cause of lung cancer. But they have found that there is a synergistic effect between smoking and radon. So it's even more dangerous for someone who smokes to be exposed to radon.
Like drinking with your prescription medication.
Right.
All right. Well, do we have any idea of how prevalent radon gas in Washtenaw County and southeast Michigan is? Is it any higher or lower here than other places?
Well, in Washtenaw County, unfortunately, due to the geology of the land here and that, again, uranium-rich soil, we do have a higher prevalence of having radon in homes. Approximately 40 to 45% of homes are estimated to be elevated. And by elevated, that's above. The EPA set a threshold of 4.0 picocuries per liter of air, which is a unit of measurement for radiation.
And that is what would be considered safe level.
Well, they don't necessarily say safe.
Or less dangerous.
There's no quote-unquote safe level of radon exposure. That was a level that was set for not only health reasons, but also because it's technologically achievable to lower even really high levels to less than 4.0 for relatively a small amount of money, relatively easily.
Are there particular hot spots in Washtenaw County where we see it spiking more than others?
Well, we have, let me preface this by saying that the radon results that we get back from the test kits we distribute, and we have a database of over 8,000 to 9,000 results over about the past 10 years or so, we do see that there is a higher average level in the southeastern part of the, southwestern part of the county in the 48158 zip code area. However, the highest results that we've received are in the Ann Arbor area. And every zip code area has had not only undetectable levels, but also quite high levels. So Washtenaw County itself is considered a Zone 1 county, which again is classified by the EPA as having a higher likelihood or higher prevalence of radon.
As such, then, we should be more active in testing.
Exactly. And I want to say, too, that no matter what your neighbor's test results were, what your friend's test results were, where you live, what a previous homeowner's test results were, I would recommend testing.
You can have an entirely different level than your neighbor.
Yes, exactly.
Well, how exactly are these tests conducted?
Well, you could hire a contractor to come in and do a test. And a lot of times in real estate transactions, because time is of the essence typically in a real estate transaction,
sure,
a company is hired to bring in what's called a computerized radon monitor. And that monitors the level over a 48-hour period and gives hourly readings of radon. And then an average is taken of those readings. And that's great for when time is of the essence and you really need results quickly.
If they determine there is an issue, mm-hmm, and it's above that benchmark of 4.0,
mm-hmm,
what's the remedy?
Well, the seller in Washtenaw County, the seller is not legally obligated to fix the home. But a lot of times everything's negotiable in,
sure,
real estate transactions typically. And so generally something is worked out. And when you were talking about radon mitigation, typically what's involved with that is installing some sort of a ventilation system kind of. That's a loose sense of the term. But basically it's called sub-slab depressurization. And what that does is they come in and you either use an existing sump pump opening in the basement or drill a hole through the concrete floor in the basement. And if there is a crawl space, they would lay down a layer of plastic sheeting, a vapor barrier essentially, over that dirt floor in the crawl space. And then they put a plastic pipe, basically your white PVC plumber's pipe, down into that hole or under that plastic sheeting in the crawl space. They route it out the side of the house and then up along the side of the house so it exhausts above the roof. And then they put a fan, an inline fan, on that pipe on the outside of the home, and that fan runs constantly. And what that does is it decreases the pressure difference in the house, and then it also helps to suck that radon out of the house.
How expensive is that entire process?
It's generally around $800 to $900 to install. So
for remediation of an issue, that's not too bad.
Right. In the grand scheme of home repairs, it's not too bad.
Well, if we do test high and we're living, mm-hmm, in the abode, should we evacuate while this process is going on?
No, it's not generally recommended to leave the home.
Okay.
And again, that's because the risk from radon is over a long period of time, or essentially a lifetime. It's not like carbon monoxide where we're going to go to sleep and not wake up from it. It's something that over a lifetime of exposure, it can increase your risk.
So if you regularly test, you're going to protect yourself well.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this. I know that it is Radon Action Month, and as such, you are trying to help people do a little home testing.
Right. And going back to testing previously, we talked about in a real estate transaction,
sure,
how you could hire a company. That's most common in real estate transactions. If you're a homeowner and want to test your home, or you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll sell in a few years, I just want to see where I am, or you just want to see what your home is, you can get a test kit from our office. And this month, they're only $5 a piece, so a pretty small price. And that includes the postage to go to the lab, as well as the laboratory analysis. They can also be found at hardware stores, home improvement stores as well.
But you're offering them half price.
Right. So for $5, it's a pretty good deal to test your home to make sure it's safe.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And you can go to our website at www.ewashtenaw.org/radon. And you can also call our office if you'd like to order one and have it sent to you. And our number is 734-222-3800.
That is Angela Parsons, an environmental educator in the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of our Wednesdays during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.